Hey, beauty pros, welcome to Beauty Business Breakthroughs. My name is Shara, your guide to success in the beauty industry. In each episode, I'm going to be sharing my tips, tricks, and real life experiences. Plus, we'll bring in industry experts to drop their game-changing advice. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, get ready for practical insights that will elevate your beauty business. Let's dive in. Hello, and thank you again so much for joining us today on Beauty Business Breakthroughs. I am speaking with none other than Brandon Barnum. Brandon, thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, thank you, Shara. Appreciate you having me.
Awesome. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about you.
Oh, yeah, you bet. Well, I am the CEO of HOA.com. So what I do in my day-to-day is really help people that work by referral get more referrals. We focus on serving homeowners and all the professionals that work with them. And we're really out to revolutionize the homeowner association world. But where this conversation, I think, is interesting for your listeners is I've been in the referral business for over 27 years. And so I've done over $500 million in transactions by referral and love just helping people win more business by trusted recommendations and referrals.
Wow, that is extraordinary. Like my eyeballs, as you can see, are just wide open. $500 million. That's amazing. I think that what it really boils down to, and I'm sure you're going to elaborate on this, is relationships.
All about relationships and communication and follow up and follow through and just being impeccable in everything that you do. And when people fall in love with you and the work that you do, they're happy to send all their friends and family to you. And especially in the beauty business, you know, my wife has got beauty appointments every single week. And I swear to God, she finds the best people and then she tells everyone about them.
Absolutely. I 100% agree. You know, my man, he kind of chuckles. He's like, she is the most massage going, getting a facial, getting the nails done. She goes to the chiropractor and you know, anything that's self-care.
So. All that self-love, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. So what got you into the art or the business of relationships and referrals? And what was kind of the eye-opening moment for you to go, hey, like this is really, really beneficial. This is profitable. Like other people need to know about this.
Yeah, you know, my origin story started back in college. I had a kid in college and found out you don't have to be married to have a child. And so at 22, I had a son. And at 24, I was a single dad. And I've been with my wife since my son was young. So we were already together. But at that point, I wasn't making much money. And when I got custody, I started bouncing my mortgage checks because I couldn't pay for daycare and the mortgage. And so I got into the mortgage business myself and had somebody mentor me in what I call the art and science of raving referrals and was able to 10x my income over the next 18 months. And so that really changed things for me. And over the last 14 years, I've just been building technology platforms to help other people win more business.
Wow, that is amazing. I love that. And one of the things that I'm hearing from you, like, even when you're talking about that, is taking that skill or that knowledge, that expertise, and transferring that into any area of expertise, any genre, any niche, right? So now that you know what you know in terms of relationships and referrals, tell us a little bit about how that would benefit somebody who's providing a service, and in my listener's case, providing a beauty service.
Yeah, well, especially in the beauty business. I mean, I think the reality is people come to your listeners and they have an amazing experience and those people leave feeling beautiful. And then people comment on, oh my gosh, girl, your hair looks so amazing, right?
Right.
And so when that happens, the question is, what are you empowering your clients with so that they're telling others about you? So one of the big gaps that I see is that people haven't really formalized their referral process. And so people often don't have a referral card or kit is what I call it, where you give your client something so that when someone that they know, like, and trust mentions a service that you provide that they're talking about you. So, you know, it can be as simple as like a business card size or postcard where you extend people a discount maybe on their first, or even frame it like a gift certificate where people are able to give you as a gift certificate. Maybe it's not a free treatment, but it's a discount framed as a gift certificate. So there's a lot of things that you can do to win more business, but it really starts by asking, letting your clients and your customers know that, hey, just want to let you know, I'm pretty busy, but I do have room and I'm looking to bring on 2 new clients this month. And just sharing that information with your clients often will lead to referrals on the spot.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And, you know, it's very common in, like, you go to a restaurant or you go to Safeway or Subway or whatever, and they've got, well, put in your loyalty card number, put in your phone number, and you've got those loyalty rewards or whatever, right? So you've got kind of that in the commercial industry. But what you're saying is like, hey, you know, whether you're a solo entrepreneur or you have a salon, you know, how small or how big you are, doesn't matter. You can, I've even seen some of those, like you said, the business card size.
Absolutely.
Right? You punch a hole every punch time card, that they
yeah.
come.
Right.
Right. And so you come 5 times and you get 10% off. You come 10 times and you get 20% off. Whatever it is that you figure out what works for you, right? Like you said, it all starts with just the ask. And,
it does. And it also starts by wowing your clients, right? Like, what can you do to really manufacture a wow experience where they don't have a choice but to tell everyone they know about you?
Right.
And some people do that really well, and then others just aren't intentional. They're not thinking about it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you mentioned the punch card or the loyalty card. That's a great way to get people to come back to you more often.
Right.
And the other question is, how do you get them to tell other people about you more often? Mm-hmm. So that's where you might want to offer, we call it a referral rewards program.
Right.
Where, you know, maybe somebody, if they refer somebody to you, they're going to get $25 off their next treatment, or you mm-hmm. give them a free, depending on what service you provide,
right.
shampoo, conditioner, whatever it is that you provide as something that you can give away. It's got a higher value than what you're paying for it. But it's a gift and you're rewarding people. You need to be thanking people that give you referrals. You want to be following up with them and letting them know. And a lot of times people love the recognition more than compensation. So give them a shout out on social media.
Right.
It gives you great social proof. And then if you tag that person, then they're going to talk about the difference that you made and create some social buzz.
I love that. When I had started out providing services, tagging the individual I provided the services, or like you said, tagging the person in the picture, the video, the whatever, then they go and reshare because they're tagged and it gives you the option, oh, add this to your story. But that's how I gained a lot of my clients.
Beautiful.
Because every client that I'm tagging that is going and resharing that same post, now I am exposed to all of their followers, right? And that's one of their followers says, oh, hey, Sally went to Shara, right? She got such and such service. So now Sally starts, you know, Becky starts following me, whatever. And the way I knew that this was working was because I would ask everyone who came in, how did you find me?
Right.
Right. Where did you see me? Oh, you know, my friend so-and-so posted you, or my friend so-and-so at work, she was showing me your page and I started following you. But 99.9% of the business that was coming in for me when I was providing services was in fact from the referrals in some form or fashion. And I didn't even have a loyalty program, right? So imagine what, I was a very new entrepreneur, but imagine what type of growth I would have experienced if I had understood the benefit and the value of that relationship, that referral, that reward, that, what did you call it? A loyalty program, something along those lines. I love that. So what is it that you mentioned you have been working in like the technology industry? So what is it that you do in regards to the referral piece on the technology side?
Yeah, so HOA.com is a referral network of professionals who serve homeowners. And so people have profiles on our site, and they actually market themselves locally, because what we find is that a lot of the service providers are really local. They're hyper-local into an area, you know, 5 to 10 miles around where they live or where they work. And that's where they need to focus all of their attention. And really what we do is we help people create their own trusted team. So when it comes to homeowners, those homeowners are looking for services all the time, whether it's a realtor, insurance, painter, plumber. We help people create their own trusted team of the people they know, like, and trust. And then they refer business back and forth, because they always have clients coming to them saying, hey, who do you recommend? Think about realtors for a second. Like, if you're listening right now and you've got a shop, there's realtors helping people move into the neighborhoods right around your location. So treat them to a special treatment that you're providing. Or we do community events. So like a week ago, we had about 50 people out at a neighborhood event. But it allowed professionals that serve that community to get to know some of the neighbors, provide some promos or gift cards or coupons or whatever they wanted. And it's just a great way to get people out to face-to-face and belly-to-belly.
Correct. You know, I think that is something that I noticed very early on in building my business was, you know, I wasn't the kind of person who would record my voice or my face and things of that nature. But I learned very early on, like, no, I need to get out from behind the computer. I actually need to build a relationship with these people so they can hear my voice, see my personality, feel my energy, if you will, really begin to say, hey, this is somebody that I want to do business with in any capacity. It's not that I'm some amazing service provider. It's all about the relationship that I was building with them, because a picture on social media or a website or whatever isn't enough to really gain that person's trust when it comes to doing business. I love that. I think we had some community events like that some years ago. It's like, I can't remember the name of it, so I won't even mention the name of it, but we did something like that back when I was a tax and business consultant. And so that's what I did in my small community. I went out, I had my brochures and I had my little tent and table and all of that, and really began to build that relationship. I love that.
And you really become part of the community, right? So if you want to deepen your connection and your roots in the community, think about who can you connect with? Who can you partner with? Who's already serving the people that you want to serve? And maybe you need to think bigger about your business. Maybe you need to do a partnership with another business that has serving your perfect prospects every day. And maybe you can go into or be a charity champion. One of the things that we teach is for you to be a charity champion. If you've got people that are doing beauty treatments, imagine going into a woman's shelter, for example, once a quarter, and doing a special day where they get a makeup.
I love that.
That's amazing. And then you win the hearts, which help you win the minds.
Absolutely. 100%. I completely agree. I had actually done program last month with Toy Drive and you know, giving back. And, you know, a lot of people really do just enjoy seeing that type of community involvement.
How did it feel for you?
You know what? I'm a domestic violence survivor. And I wrote a book about it, released it last year. And so it was very, very deep in my heart to be like now on the other end or the other side of that world, and to be able to come together with the community, raise all of this money, and then go and give about $1,000 worth of toys to a domestic violence charity event. I mean, even just thinking about it right now gives me chills, right? But I was literally on this high because it just felt so good to give back. You know what I mean?
Sure, like, that's exactly why I wanted you to tell the story, because you should have seen your face when we're on video. I know people are listening, but you and I are on video right now, and you just lit up, like your whole aura changed, your energy. That's what we want people to feel and experience, is that giver's high. And when you make a difference in the lives of others, it makes a difference for you.
Oh, completely. You know, it was my first community event that I had spearheaded, and obviously it was my idea, my this, my that, whatever. And I'm like, okay, when's the next one? When are we doing the next one? I can't wait. You know what I mean?
All right, love it.
But again, it really just comes back to, like you said, you know, the relationships, the referrals, and luckily I was able to collaborate with three other businesses on this. So we all kind of brought something to the team. But the things I even talk about with my listeners, and I heard you mention this, not in so many ways, but networking with other businesses, even when they're not in the same genre or niche that you are, you have no idea the impact that they can have on your business and what you can provide to them and what they can provide to you, right? I really liked your idea about the beauty service provider linking up and collaborating with realtors, because they're the ones moving them into the neighborhood, right? Maybe they're from 20 minutes away, maybe they're from 2 hours away, but the realtors could essentially be having, hey, you know what? These are the people that I can refer to you in this area, yada, yada, yada. Because that's the first thing I'm going to do is, okay, where can I get my nails done?
Exactly.
Where can I get my... And you're absolutely right. I want to go to the places that are closest to my house. And I think 5 miles, we say 5-10 miles, but we really want like that mile radius, depending on what our area.
Think about realtors for a second. We just talked about it a little bit, but I want to just take it to the next level. Think about partnering with realtors and giving them a gift certificate to give to their new homeowners. Hey, and maybe the realtor pays something, or maybe, you know, it's a discounted service. It depends on what the services you provide. What I teach people is to understand the lifetime client value of every person coming through your door, right? Because let's say you charge $100 for a treatment. And on average, people are coming to you, let's say every 5 weeks or 10 treatments per year. So that $100 is really $1,000 per year for that
patient
client. So
would
you be willing to provide your service one time, either at a discounted or even free, to win that client's loyalty? And if the answer is yes, give some gift certificates away, or have a realtor where you say, look, normally I charge $100 for this, but if you want to give a gift certificate to new clients, I'll discount it and only charge you $40. So you give them you still got some money coming in, and then what happens is you win a client for life.
Absolutely. And that literally takes it into a whole nother conversation when we talk about the lifetime value. But thank you so much, Brandon. Like, this has been amazing. Like, the little tidbit, I don't even want to say little tidbits, because this is seriously so beneficial to my listeners to be able to go back to the drawing board. And I can hear them now going, hey, okay, this is who I'm going to reach out to. I'm going to join this community. But thank you so much for your information. Can you please tell my listeners how they can find you, where they can find you, how they can get into contact with you, all that good stuff?
Oh, you bet. Yeah. First of all, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me, Shara. I like sharing information. So that's the only reason I do it. It's the only reason I wrote the book, is just to empower as many people as possible. So you can find me at brandonbarnum.com. That's the best spot. That's got links to HOA.com and raving referrals. There's a referral score quiz that I recommend everyone take. You can actually go to referralscorequiz.com and you'll find it at brandonbarnum.com. But there's 10 best practices when it comes to your referrals. And that 2-minute quiz will help you identify where your gaps are in your business. And instantly, I'm telling you, there will be one or two that you're just like, oh my gosh, I never thought about that. I need to do it. And when you do it, it'll help you help more people and make more money. So go to referralscorequiz.com.
I love it. And you're absolutely right. You know, every time I have a guest on my podcast, I'm like, ooh, ideas. I didn't know, you know, so it's always just very eye-opening. And I can only imagine your quiz being the same.
Oh, it's super helpful and fast and helps people identify some of the gaps, which is the biggest thing. We don't know what we don't know. And
absolutely,
that's why we go to experts, to learn the things that we don't know so we can learn faster and have a better life.
Absolutely. Thank you again, Brandon. I appreciate your time today. And thank you for joining us on Beauty Business Breakthroughs.
That's a wrap for today's Beauty Business Breakthroughs. I hope you found these insights valuable and actionable for your beauty business. Remember, success in this industry is within your reach. If you're hungry for more and ready to take your beauty business to the next level, consider joining our Get Fully Booked Accelerator program. We are dedicated to helping beauty professionals like you achieve extraordinary success with strategies that can take your business to 10K per month and beyond. Simply send us a direct message on Instagram, Lux Beauty and Body Co., with the word success, and we'll provide you with all of the details on how you can be a part of this game-changing program. Your journey to a thriving beauty business starts now. Thank you again for tuning in, and until next time, stay inspired, stay motivated, and keep making those beauty business breakthroughs.